from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live out at 1757 for the Heroes and Legends Golf Tournament. A lot of good money getting raised for good people supporting veterans when they come back. It's astonishing when you read these stats of how little support there is, and like, yeah, just the financial troubles, man. It's disappointing. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to give away tickets to Marley Brothers later this month. That should be a really good show. I tell you, I watched that Bob Marley movie. Have you watched that?
No.
I think you'd like it.
I'm not a movie guy. I love Bob Marley, but if I watch a whole movie, it's going to take me like 4 or 5 times to watch it.
You're going to fall asleep?
I'm falling asleep, dude.
Jeff, did you watch the Bob Marley movie?
So I watched it when it came out in theaters.
Yeah, it was good, didn't you think?
Then he went home and acted it out.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. I don't know what that would mean either.
I'll explain to you later.
So this is pretty interesting. Ben Baldwin, we've had him on the program before. I think he's a D.C. local guy. He's a hardcore. Calling some of this stuff analytics is unfair because there's no analysis involved in this, right? This is just he compiles statistics in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I found this pretty remarkable, man. First and 10 against – now, there's only – this is last year. First and 10 pass rate last season was pretty remarkable how infrequent – The Washington offense was throwing the ball, which it would seem so bizarre, but they first and 10, they almost always ran it, and then they throw it on the consecutive downs.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the games got away from them, as they repeatedly did in that game, in that season.
They throw it on the first?
Then they'd have to, right?
Yeah.
I think looking at Sunday's game with Cliff Kingsbury, I think they had a lot more variety on first and 10.
Yeah.
Kind of with a day to absorb it and react to what we saw around the league. Thanks very much. What do you make of offensively what you saw?
In the game?
Yeah.
Sunday? I think there were things that were there that, and I think Tampa Bay Buccaneers made them throw the ball up front for the most part.
Yeah.
They missed opportunities down the field. But I think, like you said, he did have variety in it. And I think everyone looking for the motion. The back switching size sometimes is motion. That back switching from the T position over to the, on the right to the left, makes that linebacker moves, you know what's happening. That back moving from the eye down to the T or vice versa. It gives you something and it shows you a little bit. I think it was okay. And I think as Jaden gets a little bit more experience with it and gets more better feel, you're going to see the results of it. You know, you go back and you check out some of the parts of that game, he didn't do as bad as some may think. He did a lot better than what people may think, especially first time going out against a team like that.
Are there people that think he did bad?
It's those out there who wants to knock the offense, and they go to Cliff, and then he and Cliff the ones that take the brunt.
I don't think if you don't think Jaden did great, I think that's reasonable. But in no way was he bad, dude. He's a rookie quarterback that didn't turn the ball over.
But nobody should. That, to me, no one should expect great in the first game.
To me, I think arguably the most impressive thing he did was not turn the ball over.
I'm with that.
Think about what we've seen over the last few years, where we've got veterans, or Howell wasn't a veteran, but he turned it over.
Well, let's just say, Jay, it's a lot of passive aggressive conversations that goes on where they try to use little things that, and I'll talk about it, like what didn't happen, why it didn't happen, and they point the finger at him when ultimately, no, you're looking at the wrong thing.
I think what I hope to see, and this is something Dan Quinn kind of said, is that over time, and you've got to allow for some time,
yep,
that he uses. I do not want him to stop running because he's the best athlete on the field and you want to take advantage of it.
Totally.
But over time, you can evolve into more of what like Mahomes does, or even guys that aren't nearly the athlete he was, but where you evade the rush and you stay behind the line of scrimmage, and then you might be able to hit a big play downfield in the pass game.
Yeah.
Like, use your legs, but you don't necessarily have to look to run immediately.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes take the 8-yard gain, the 14-yard gain.
But that all comes with experience, and I think that's the ultimate thing where people act as if some are granted that right to get the experience and some aren't. And I think once the experience happens, you will see a lot more of that, because I believe totally when you have the ability to run a football and you can throw the ball effectively like he can, you basically have a cheat code.
Yeah.
You know, and like the thing, so I was looking at the thing with Baker, how Baker looked. Baker's on his fourth team in 7 years, okay? Baker has gone through hell and high water. He's gone to the bottom. Teams got rid of him. So he's on his fourth team in 5 years. He finally got it. And I think a lot of time when people see, when you're in the game against a guy that's playing it well, they go, oh, look how good he is. 7 years and four teams will give you that if you're going to figure it out. So I just think the patience needs to just be a little bit more out there because, you know, I hear things.
Yeah,
People see dead people. I hear people say it.
I think if you look at – now, Lamphill, this is a drum Lamphill has banged. Bung? What is the past of banged? Banged, right? Lamphill has banged this drum for a while that if the defense is going to continue to be so bad, we're not necessarily getting a really good look at what the offense can be.
Yeah.
I think if you look at – so look at this week one tiers chart of offensive expected points per play. Mm-hmm. And ideally, you're ahead of zero on this, right? Because the more expected points per play means the more explosive offense you're playing. Offensively, the Commanders from Sunday's game ranked certainly the top half, maybe top third of the NFL in expected points per play offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, though, they were so bad, they were worst in the league.
Okay.
So, like, if that defensive numbers can go up a hair,
it helps offense out.
I also think, dude, and not to oversimplify this, but Cade York is gone. Some of it, I think, was coaching decisions. Trying the 56-yarder, I'm not sure how smart that was to give them the field position right there when he missed it. Same with the missed, what was that, 46-yarder? When I think they should have gone for it on 4th and 3. But, like, those misses. And then the damn kid kicks it out of bounds. So they get the ball to 40.
I keep telling, that was the absolute worst play of the whole game.
But, like, when you're also making it easier for a veteran quarterback with good receivers and the highest-paid offensive lineman in football and Tristan Wirfs, like, they really didn't help themselves in all three capacities.
Mm-hmm.
The offense was by a mile the highest performing unit of Washington on Sunday, and I still don't think we saw, like, at all what they are.
No. We didn't see – we saw the possibilities and capabilities of what they could possibly be, but we didn't see how good they can be. Because a lot of times when we sit up here, when someone tell me one thing is happening, I always go to something else because football, it works that way. Football, when your coverage is bad, your D-line can look bad. Or when your D-line is bad, your coverage can look bad. If your offense sucks, your defense can have some trouble. And vice versa. If your defense sucks, then your offense can have trouble. when you start getting people handling their jobs, I listened to the Giant on the Junks this morning. He said, I'm just going to work on getting myself better to be get to my best. If everybody handles their job, then you'll notice this thing will come along a lot quicker. But if you think you could just have a dominant defense completely and your offense could just be bad and it's going to work, it ain't going to work. You know, like what the Ravens did that year, the Ravens weren't just good. They were great. They were scoring on their defense. They took over the offensive job. That's why they won. Normally, when you got one bad side and one good side, you don't win.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.